place, and, having seen his mum's face behind him contort at the suggestion of returning it, somehow taking the gesture with a smile and a bow seemed the only appropriate action. No doubt I will return the favour when the boy is old enough, for generosity is the currency here. That'll do.
That was Neil Cowley, recorded live at the Playhouse Theatre in Derry. Tomorrow night, our series of Walls Could Talk continues as crime writer Brian McGilloway explores how the urban landscape of Londonderry shaped him creatively. That's at the same time tomorrow night, 10:45.
Music by Stravinsky and Tchaikovsky, conducted by Vladimir Ashkenazi in Radio 3 Live in Concert. A performance broadcast live from London's Royal Festival Hall, featuring Tchaikovsky's Manfred Symphony and the Stravinsky Violin Concerto.
Join me, Sarah Moore Peach, for a live concert from London, Thursday night on BBC Radio 3 from 7:30.
And the soloist in the Stravinsky is the award-winning Moldovan violinist Patricia Kopaczynskaya. BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock, and now Late Junction with Max Reinhardt. Max, good evening to you.
Good evening, Jonathan, and thank you. So, Jonathan, when was the last time you heard a brass band?
Oh, heavens. Does the film Brassed Off count? It's one of my favourites.
Anything counts. This is Late Junction. But when was the last time you heard a brass band from Hackney? In fact, when was the last time you heard of a colliery band in Hackney? Actually, did you ever hear of a colliery in Hackney? Probably not. Forget drum and bass, this is drum and brass. Keeping in touch with their roots, Hackney Colliery Band play the Goldie Metalheads tune, Inner City Life.
to fight for your rights, my brothers. Yeah, fight for your rights, my sisters.
Remember well the strike of which this tale I tell, how hungry and cold we were that day. To Bromsgrove town we made our way.
Fight for your rights, my brothers. Yeah,
us snake forges miserable souls will not forget the giver. Our hard-hearted fights, the way we took was 13 miles.
Fight for your rights, my brothers. Yeah. Fight for your rights, my sisters.
I wish I could see the nail dealers draw such a load as did we poor nailers, to feel such punishment, such smarts, that it may melt their hard, hard hearts.
The Nail Maker's Strike, Part 2. That was Philip Henry and Hannah Martin, undoubtedly nailing it. They were commemorating an 1862 workers' march in Bromsgrove, using a blues harp to glue together a variant on the trad classic Poverty Knock with an old reggae protest song by the Abyssinians, Declaration of Rights. More English blues surfacing later in this show. In a moment, a cappella polyphony from the Mandara Mountains of Cameroon, sung by all Deme women as they crush millet. But first, a track from the Clogs. On their album Stick Music, they created a new tradition to play only instruments that need to be struck in order to make sound, using wood, taut catgut, or even just triangular pieces of plastic. This is Pencil Stick.
Come on, 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 come on
I first came across Anna Calvi about 3 years ago at the Latitude Festival when her debut album came out, which I quite liked. But this new album of hers that's just out, One Breath, well, I think it's much more inventive, much more to my taste. So you'll hear more of it this week on Late Junction. And that track was Bleed Into Me. We've had a tweet in from Michael Logan. It's from Ben Borthwick, that's the one, who says, thanks for telling me about Meredith Monk and Book of Days. Incredible to hear the Shaman's song tonight. I was at that concert too a little earlier, and we'll be hearing some Meredith Monk in just a while. But do tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk and keep in touch. There's a new generation of exceptional acoustic guitarists out there. Here's one of them. 22-year-old Daniel Bachman from Fredericksburg, Virginia. You can call this psychedelic Appalachia if you like. He calls it With Signs Following. No apologies for the way that sounds, because it was recorded in 1906 by French record company Odeon. That was Abd al-Hayy Hilmi singing Wakak Mushrik. It's from a CD box set, four CD box set actually, Abd al-Hayy Hilmi 1857 to 1912, an anthology, which has certainly introduced a major new voice to me. Abd was a revered singer with a beautiful voice who was said to have originated in Middle Egypt. He's also remembered for his compulsive use of alcohol, hashish, opium and cocaine, all of which were legal at the time. For all that, he managed to record 45 tunes before he died in 1912, and they're all still with us, both of which facts are pretty dazzling historically. So tweet him with suggestions for more great unknown voices from the first decade of the 20th century. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Back to the 18th century now, in the company of pianist Jeremy Denk, who's just recorded Bach's Goldberg Variations. and blogged about why he hates them. The Goldbergs, he reckons, are a fool's errand attempted by the greatest genius of all time. For a start, he complains, they're mostly in G major, and it's an 80-minute performance or listen without a bathroom break. Don't worry, I'm only playing one of the 30 tonight. Variation number 3, Canon on the Unison.
Thank you.
folk blues tradition is alive and kicking. There was Lou Glanfield making the surprise with his left-handed song. A good friend of mine told me about Lou, who is a man who on the one hand busks regularly outside a certain newsagent in Lewis, and on the other hand has played with Lowell Coxhill, Allen Ginsberg, and guested on many a Radio 4 programme, and that's not even scratching the surface of his career. Before that, Pauline Oliveros with the first of her three pieces, a chamber electronic music miniature, and another will follow tomorrow night. But right now, another version of British blues, dark and twangy as you can imagine it. Ox by Richard Warren.
Thank you.
Chidem Aslan, Sagapo, I love you. Your window is closed, your window is shut. Open, open one panel of it so I can see your image. I suppose that's a haiku, Kurdish Alevi style. It's from her ear-opening album, Mortissa, which celebrates a strong, free, independent woman in the songs of the Rebetiko tradition. Jean-Luc Ponty has always been a celebration of the free, independent fiddle player. He burst out of the French jazz scene in 1967 with a vengeance when he played at the Monterey Festival alongside other breakthrough acts of the day like Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. He played with Zappa. You can hear him play on Willie the Pimp on Hot Rats. And he also played with John McLaughlin's Mahavishnu Orchestra. But this is from his own album from 1972 when he was playing much freer than before or since. It's a 15-minute long title track, Open Strings.
Thank you.
an epic track there from the Jean-Luc Ponty Experience, Open Strings. And Jean-Luc Ponty named his band as a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, who died extremely recently when that album came out. You heard Jean-Luc Ponty himself on violin, Joachim Kuhn on keyboards, Oliver Johnson on drums, Philip Catherine on guitar and Peter Warren on bass. You can find full details of all the music I'm playing tonight online on our Lake Junction homepage. Tonight's a good night to celebrate the first birthday of Chilly Gonzales' album Solo Piano No. 2. On his website, there's a special birthday close-up video of his hands on the keyboards at the recording session. But here on the radio, we'll just make do and listen to Evolving Doors.
Thank you.
The Gloaming, Softly Open Our Mouths in the Cold by Radiohead. And that track was actually built from real old school tape loops by Johnny Greenwood, with Words of Gathering Darkness and Foreboding by Tom York, of course. It's from their album of 10 years ago, Hailed to the Thief. Reputedly the first album they created where at the end of making it, they didn't want to kill each other. Before that, harpist Eero Haala and sax player Pepe Pavinen with Winter Twilight, recorded in the coldest and darkest days of the winter of 2000 in Finland. So that's pretty cold and pretty dark. But here is a ray of brightness, because Meredith Monk is in the UK this week. If you're very fortunate, you'll be able to go to a keynote lecture this Thursday, the 17th of October, as part of the Freeze London Festival. And actually, they've also got a workshop in Liverpool on the 19th of October, that's Saturday, and that will be really a wonderful experience if you can get into it. I doubt whether you still can. It's a singing workshop given by Meredith Monk. Imagine that. I was lucky enough to be at Cecil Sharp House tonight, along with a lot of other people, watching Meredith Monk sing with Katie Geisinger. One of the songs she sang was a track called Hocket, which she originally recorded with Robert Ean. And here it is.
Oh. I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. We're straddling the border between Northern and Southern Europe in today's opening concert, not only musically but geographically too. I suppose you could say the Italian-speaking part of Switzerland is where Southern Europe truly begins. And we're going to hear a concert that the Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana gave at home in Lugano in November 2012. The conductor is Alexander Verdyanikov, who caused a stir in 2009 when he walked out of the Bolshoi Theatre in Moscow because of a bureaucratic dispute. The music here is from Northern Europe, Sibelius to come later, but first, one of Grieg's earliest orchestral works, his concert overture In Autumn. The 23-year-old Grieg wrote his overture in autumn in Rome, and 2 decades later it served as a calling card, introducing him to both the Birmingham Music Festival and the Berlin Philharmonic. The Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana played it there, with Alexander Vedyanikov conducting. The violinist Alexandra Sum joins them now to play the 6 Humoresques by Sibelius. The first was written a year after the others, in 1918, and to my ears, it seems to be alluding to the motto theme from Tchaikovsky's 5th Symphony.
Thank you.